to part three of the Vasco da Gama series, where I, Aryan Sajjan, am interviewing the famous explorer, Vasco da Gama. This is sadly our last episode of the Vasco da Gama series. If you haven't checked out part one and two of the Vasco da Gama series, please do to learn about his life and his first voyage to the east. In this episode, we will be discussing his second and third voyages to the east. Now, on to the interview. Hello, Aryan. Hello, Vasco da Gama. Shall we get on? Of course. So, your second voyage to the east. Tell us all about it.
Well, the second voyage took place because King Manuel wanted to make use of my achievement. He dispatched a fleet of 13 ships, along with the navigator Pedro Alvarez Cabral, to Calicut.
How does this have anything to do with your voyage?
You see, the profits of that expedition were so big that a third fleet of 10 ships was dispatched, with me in command. I was given the title of Admiral in January 1502 and was very proud to have achieved it.
What were the different ships?
I do not remember the names of the ships, because although King Manuel dispatched 10 ships, we had 20 ships on the voyage.
How do you mean?
Well, 5 of the 10 ships were accompanied by 2 flotillas on the voyage.
Ah, right.
Here's a fact for you. Each of the flotillas was commanded by one of my relatives.
Wow, lots of family was on this voyage with you then.
Yes, they were. We set off on February 12, 1502, and eventually stopped at the Cape Verdes before reaching the port of Sofala in East Africa on June 14th. We then stopped again at Mozambique, but only for a small amount of time, and carried on to Kilwa, which is now called Tanzania. I had threatened them by saying that I would burn their city if the ruler of Kilwa, who was called the Emir Ibrahim, did not submit to the Portuguese and swear loyalty to King Manuel.
That's a bit harsh.
I know, and I am sorry for that. Either way, the ruler of Kilwa, in return, was being unfriendly to us. When I say us, I mean the Portuguese. And so I burned Kilwa down.
Whoa, 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 whoa! You burned down Kilwa?
I know, but that was all in the past, and we're in the future.
Okay.
Carrying on, we sailed past Saudi Arabia and eventually stopped at Goa before arriving at a port in southwestern India called Kannur. I waited for Arab shipping to come, and finally, after several days, an Arab ship came with merchandise and about 200 to 400 passengers on board. I seized the cargo and trapped all the passengers inside and burned them alive. It was revenge for all the time those pesky Muslims attacked me and my crew.
Wait a minute! You stole and then killed 200 to 400 people? Oh my!
I became friends with one of the Zamorin's enemies, the ruler of Kannur, and we sailed to Calicut with the sight of destroying their trade and punishing the so-called mighty Zamorin for the favor he had shown to the Muslim traders. We invaded the port of Calicut and killed 38 people who we had taken hostage. We sailed even more south to Cochin when I made friends with their leader, who also happened to be an enemy of the Zamorins.
You made a lot of friends with a lot of powerful people in India, Vasco.
What can I say? When the Zamorin invited me to Calicut and tried to entrap me, we had a small fight with the Arab ships of Calicut, and they fled fast. We eventually left Kannur on February 20th, 1503, and we sailed for Mozambique, which was us returning home.
What an exciting and gruesome story! What happened after the voyage, when you came back to Portugal?
Well, I thought that I was not being compensated enough for my second voyage. I had gone through a lot on that journey, and the king, well, he was barely giving me anything. Also, an argument between me and the Order of São Tiago broke out because I had been promised the town of Sines, which was also my birthplace, and the Order was not letting me have it. Over the whole time of me travelling to India, my wife and six sons were back in Portugal. Until 1505, I continued to advise the king on Indian matters, and I was eventually made Count of Vidigueira 14 years later, in 1519. After King Manuel I died in 1521, his son, King John III, nominated me as Portugal's viceroy in India. I also started my third and final voyage after King Manuel died.
Now, here comes the last part of the episode, and the last part of the whole series, the third voyage. Please, tell me in the audience all about it.
All I remember is me reaching India. Is that okay?
Of course it is.
Okay then. Well, I arrived at Goa in September 1524. I told myself that all of my predecessors were abusing their power as viceroy and that I should correct all of the administrative abuses in the system. After a while, I fell very ill and finally died on 24th December 1524 in Cochin, and my body was taken back to Portugal in 1538.
Wait, you're alive though, aren't you? Thank you for listening to my Ian Bailey project on Vasco da Gama. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye!